Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour, broadcast exclusively on Odyssey. Let the shenanigans begin.
Aloha, bitcholas. Welcome to Men's Room Happy Hour, exclusively on Odyssey. And the Odyssey app. It's Friday morning. As you know, the Mariners are still in action.
Yeah, baby.
But today we're talking about football.
Football.
Football, yeah.
Football.
Time
football.
To do some picks. Now let's take a look at last week's picks. The Thursday night game, that was the New York Giants' victory over the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah. I called that one completely wrong, I know.
Myself and Ted got that one right. Denver beat the Jets 13-11. Steve, myself, and Ted got that game right.
Damn it.
Yeah. Don't get too excited. I think I'm about done after this.
Indy over Arizona, 31-27. That would be Mike, Steve, and Ted.
Thank you.
Pittsburgh over Cleveland, 23-9. That would be myself, Mike, and Steve.
Thank you.
Ted took Cleveland.
What?
Were you drunk?
Carolina.
You got to take some chances.
No, I know. But
now, granted, I did really bad last week.
I just want to say there's two teams I'm confident picking against, and it is the Jets and the Browns.
Carolina upset to Dallas, 30-27. We all took Dallas, but who cares?
I know.
Because Dallas lost.
That's worth it. It's funny. Yeah.
Chargers beat Miami 29-27. We all had that game picked correctly. Rams beat Baltimore. Steve and myself, the Ravens fans, we knew how bad that team sucks.
Yeah. You know your team.
We got to win.
Yeah.
What was the final score?
17-3.
17-3. Yeah. Our offense was
on
fire.
We chalked that up to a victory.
New England over New Orleans. I was a lone Saint pick on that one, 25-19.
Boo.
Seattle beat Jacksonville. We all got that one right, 22-12. It was Vegas 20, Tennessee 10. Myself and Steve got that one correct. Green Bay over Cincinnati. Steve and Mike got that one right. Tampa Bay, we all went on that one, 30-19. Kansas City 30, Detroit 17. I was a lone pick that got that one right.
Damn it.
And then we both screwed the Monday night games over. Atlanta and Chicago upset.
What the hell, guys?
Even the players got that one wrong.
On both those.
We weren't supposed to win.
Okay. Let's go to last night's game.
Yeah.
As we pick into the future.
Into the future.
With the Pittsburgh Steelers and Aaron Rodgers heading into Cincinnati to take on
Patrick Bowl.
Joe Flacco.
Joe freaking Flacco.
And the Bengals. I'm taking the Bengals in the upset.
I think it's going to be closer than anyone thinks, but I'm still going to take Pittsburgh.
All right.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is starting to lock in with Pittsburgh. It's going to be the Steelers.
I'm picking on who I want to win.
Oh, that case, who I think I would is pick going the Bengals, win. But yeah.
And Rodgers isn't locking in. They've been playing nobody.
Okay.
Seriously. They beat, what, Dylan Gabriel, the Jets?
Right.
Pittsburgh will win this game, but there's a fall coming.
Okay.
They have a real part of their schedule
coming. I don't think you're wrong.
All right. Let's head to the 10 a.m. game.
Yeah, Mike, you idiot.
Sorry. This
Aaron,
one is,
it's not you, Mike. He still just annoys the crap out of me. I've been saying, as long as we've been doing this, I've been saying that for 10 years now, right? He annoys the crap out of me.
We have a 6:30 game on Sunday morning. It's at Wembley. Tickets are $98.
Wembley.
How many pounds?
To see the Rams and the home team Jacksonville Jaguars.
Ooh, that game I think will actually be pretty good.
Yeah, well, it's very well officiated, so I'm sure it's going to be a very good game.
Who is officiating?
That's your brother.
My brother's...
Your man is in London.
He didn't even tell you he was overseas, did he?
No, man, fuck him.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to take the Jaguars because technically it's a home game for them.
Yeah.
As far as the fan base in London...
They love the Jags.
I'm taking the Jaguars.
I'm right there behind you, Miles. Plus, they're pissed that we kicked the crap out of them last week. And you know what? I want a Rams loss.
Maybe the Seahawks are a better team than you know.
Yeah.
They are a better team than you know.
Yeah.
Just based on the schedule they have. Look, man, the Hawks are doing what they need to do. I'm going to pick Jacksonville.
Jacksonville.
All right, give me the Rams.
Okay.
Should be a good game, though.
Vegas in KC to take on the Chiefs.
Las Vegas got
a win last week.
Are we asking this question?
They got a win last week.
He's obligated to.
Even with Cleet Blakeman calling this game, it's going to be the Chiefs.
Taking the Chiefs. I'm going to take the Chiefs as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, Miles.
Yeah,
I can't take this many upsets.
I think the opposite of Pittsburgh. I think the Chiefs are just starting to heat up. They're getting people back.
I agree. 10,000,000%. Okay. They're about to be annoying again.
Yep.
Carolina in New York to take on the Jets. The Jets put up 11 points.
Both those teams suck.
They do, but Carolina beat the Dallas Cowboys. I'm going to keep rolling with the Carolina Panthers.
Because they've won
two in a row even.
Yeah.
They didn't just beat Dallas, but that was their second consecutive victory, which, hey, in Carolina, that might be the longest winning streak they've had in 10 seasons.
That's right.
I'm taking Carolina.
Ted?
I hate to admit it, but Justin Fields might just suck. Give me Carolina.
You know what? This is my upset. I think the Jets are tired of it. I think they're tired of going winless, and they're jumping in there to go and get it.
Is Justin Fields starting?
I don't even know. I feel like I've been back in this kid for five years.
The first step is denial, Ted. I'm glad that you're coming through, bud.
Which means if he is playing, he's going to have the game of his life.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so Miami's in Cleveland. Last week, Miami put up 27 points against the Chargers.
Sean Hockley calling that one. Give me the Brownies.
Taking the Brownies. Let me take a look here real quick.
I'm going to take the Browns based on their defense.
Cleveland had 9 points last week.
God, the Dolphins just suck.
I know, but I think it's the Dolphins. It's the Dolphins' time to win one.
Okay.
I'm going to take Miami.
You're probably right.
Ted?
I think that the Dolphins have quit on each other. Yeah. He will get fired after they lose this game.
So you're taking Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. you're going to call, not McDonald. What's his name?
McDaniel.
You call him getting fired.
It's not great when your quarterback's calling out the rest of the team.
Mike, who are you taking?
Brownies.
Okay. Also, I think Myles Garrett's going to ruin Tua's day.
Well,
the whole team disintegrates at that point.
Give him his third dose of
brain damage
this season.
New England is in Tennessee.
New England.
Last week, New England put up 25 points.
Yeah.
Tennessee put up 10. I'm going to take New England.
Who's that? Drake May pulling for him right now still over New England?
Drake May. And I want to say the Titans just got rid of their head coach. I'm not sure it took over, but.
Yeah, Cam Ward ain't getting it done. So, yeah, give me the Pats on this one.
Give me the Pats.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to
that. The Hulkster. That's why I say brother all the time.
Who do you want, brother? And when I say brother, I mean brother.
That's right.
That's brother. That's I'm taking it. When you talk about a black guy, he just drops the N-bomb.
He didn't say brother.
Brother's only white people in the Hulkster.
Let's talk like the Hulkster does.
The cameras are on his brother.
Yeah.
And what about you, N-bomb? I'm going to take the Pats.
We're just trying to keep the legacy alive.
Yeah.
Like Hulk Hogan.
Everyone's a brother until he's also a black dude.
What'd you say?
New Orleans in Chicago. I'm going to take the Bears at home.
Yeah, I'm taking the Bears.
One of these days I'm going to be right. Give me the damn Saints.
Okay. God, this song is bad.
I'm guessing Chicago, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that wasn't the most impressive win.
But they hung in enough to wait for a mistake, and then, more importantly, they capitalized on it.
Plus, that idiot went to Gonzaga High School.
Philadelphia in Minnesota to take on the Vikings. I want to say
gonna be a weird one.
I want to say that
I think the Vikings.
Did Minnesota have a bye week last week? I believe they did.
I think so.
Yeah, they got the swing both ways.
Okay. Huh. In Minnesota.
All right, guys.
I say Eagles bounce back.
Now
we got to sample some penis. It's our bye week.
Eagles haven't haven't resolved their identity crisis. Give me the Vikings.
Vikings.
I'm going to take the Eagles. I don't think by much.
Thinking about where I'm going to go for bye week.
Fort Lauderdale, baby.
And bye week.
Palm Springs,
yeah.
Baby. Find me in the Castro.
Palm Springs.
Jeez, what game am I even? Philadelphia.
Dudes with boobs.
Bye week.
Bye week. I'll be over in Bangkok.
That's right.
Finally go to Thailand.
Charlie Sheen said he's got a new boyfriend. We can all do it.
Did he really?
Oh, yeah. He's been dating a guy for a while. Just a quiet guy who's not involved in Hollywood.
Go ahead. I don't know.
New York Giants in Denver. I'm going to stick with the Red Hot Giants.
I got sober and got into dudes. I've been good for Charlie.
Realize what I've been missing. Just a big, hard cock. Giants in Denver. Who do you take?
Jesus Christ.
The Broncos are rolling. Give me Bo Nix.
I love the exciting whites of the Giants, but Denver is kind of rolling. I'll take Denver.
Yeah, I'm taking Denver.
Exciting whites. Gives new meaning to 2.5 men.
So those two are going to have brain damage for the end of the year, but it's fun to watch them.
Indy in L.A. to take on the Chargers. Indy have actually been playing some pretty good football.
Been playing great football.
They won 31-27 over Arizona. And the Chargers obviously are a great team, too.
But they're going through it right now.
I'm going to take Indy on the upset. In my mind.
I've got such a love for the Chargers. Give me L.A.
I'll take Indy on this one.
I'm going Chargers. I like what you're thinking, Mike.
What's up, baby?
Who's reffing that one?
Ooh, that's of course, Alan Eck.
I told
Chargers.
You.
Chargers.
You owe me $5.
You know what game he's doing.
I just don't know where my brother is, but everybody else, yeah.
Green Bay and Arizona.
Packers.
In Arizona.
Yeah, I'll take the Packers.
Go Packers.
Oh, this is my upset pick. Arizona.
I mean, they might, man. Kyler Murray's
just... He just does that. Every few weeks, he's like, I'm good again.
Washington Commanders in Dallas to take on the Cowboys. Washington did not look that good on Monday night. Dallas did not look that good in Carolina.
Yeah, Washington's going to look a lot better. Give me the Commanders. Alex Kemp calling that one, Ted.
Where is it? It's in Dallas.
I'll take the Commanders. They're winning that game except one bad fumble.
That is true. That is very true. Yeah, give me the Commanders.
Commanders, man.
The Cowboys can put up a lot of points.
I'm going to take the Cowboys.
And they don't have any home field advantage.
No.
The Atlanta Falcons, who won on Monday night.
They did.
In San Francisco to take on the 49ers.
Ooh. For Sunday night. I think they keep the primetime vibes rolling, and I think it's Atlanta to beat the 49ers.
I'm right there with you.
Do you feel that way, or are you hoping that?
There's a lot more hope than there is feel.
Okay.
The head maintenance guy in my building is the biggest Niners fan I've ever seen. I saw him this morning. He looked dejected. Oh. Give me Atlanta.
Michael Penis.
Yeah, I'll take Michael Penis Jr.
Taking a penis?
Yeah. He does throw a good ball, dude.
God damn, he does.
He got pissed when a dude called him that
now.
One time.
Oh, damn.
He was leaving the field, and somebody's like, Michael Penis, over here. He's like, would you call me?
What?
Penix? Yes.
Now, what every NFL fan has been asking for years.
Wait, don't tell me.
On Monday night.
A double dose of Monday Night Football, Miles.
The first game is it's going to be epic. Tampa Bay in Detroit.
John Houston calling that one.
Damn it.
That's going to be a really, really good game.
You know what? I'm taking the Buccaneers.
I think it's going to be a hell of a game, but I'm taking the Buccaneers as well.
I'm taking the Bucs just because of Baker Mayfield.
Have they lost yet?
They lost a game, and right. I do not remember who it was to.
This is going to be a red-hot battle. I think the Lions get the edge at home. Give me Detroit.
And your final Monday night game.
Yeah!
That would be the Houston Texans in Seattle, Washington. Taking on the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah. Ground and pound. Seattle beats the Texans.
I got that, too. Ted?
I got go Hawks.
Okay. And go Mariners. And thank you for joining us.
Come on, Mariners.
Come on, get her done.
On the men's room, what do we call this? The men's room
happy hour podcast.
Yes. We know it. You love it.
We should extend the name even longer. Men's Room Happy Hour podcast channel thing.
Yeah. .9. Enjoy the weekend. Also, go Seahawks.
Go Seahawks.
Ravens aren't playing this week. Thank God.
We'll still lose.
You guys can't get worse.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.